Heroin use is such a big problem in the Puget Sound area. People use in parks, alleys, public bathrooms. King County convened a task force to come up with solutions, and their report is out today. The report calls for the creation of safe consumption sites, one in Seattle, another in King County, where people can use illegal drugs under supervised medical care. Task Force member Caleb Banta Green told KUOW's Kim Malcolm why he thinks government-sanctioned sites for drug users are a good idea.
The goal is to keep people alive, that if they hopefully won't have an overdose, if they do have an overdose, it will be observed and can be reversed before it's fatal. And also to prevent infectious disease transmission, as well as to also move use into a safer place where people can actually, if they are injecting into a vein, actually inject into that vein and not cause an abscess or an infection, and also not to use in public.
You know, some people may support the concept of consumption sites, but they don't want it in their backyard. What would you say to them?
People use drugs. A lot of people use drugs. People have used drugs for thousands of years. And that if you have people using drugs in your community, I would argue it's going to be better for you and your community that they have a safe place to use. They are already there. It's the same thing also with syringe exchange sites and with drug treatment sites. If people in your community are already using, you have a choice. Do you want them to continue using and using in public, or do you want them to be using in a safer environment inside where they also can potentially hook up with other medical and treatment services? They're there. They're using. What do you want to do about it?
One of the key recommendations from the task force involves expanding access to treatment services. What's the plan to do that?
We are really trying to increase access to a medication called buprenorphine. It's really one of the gold standard medications for people who have opiate use disorder. It keeps people from going into withdrawal. It helps them feel normal, and it reduces mortality rates by 50%.
50%?
By 50%. And the model we're calling Bup First, and the idea is it's buprenorphine first, that we want to get people on this medication within a couple of days of them wanting it and getting them on it for a protracted period of stabilization for 30 to 60 days, where we're really making minimal other requirements of them. So often drug treatment involves lots of counseling, lots of visits, medical visits, monitoring, urinalysis. Those are ideal. We've let the ideal get in the way of good enough. And the good enough is really keeping people alive and getting them stabilized. And so we think this buprenorphine first model is a way to do that really out in the community and hopefully get hundreds and eventually thousands and more people stabilized on these medications and able to function well.
Have you seen it work well in other cities?
So San Francisco is the one other city I'm aware of that has this model. They've enrolled 1,300 people in this model, and they've really felt like they've had really good successes with that. And this is really, first and foremost, a humane model where we're trying to meet the needs of the person who has opioid use disorder first and worry about the financial and medical systems secondarily. Those tend to trump and get in the way of getting the right care to people at the right time.
Another piece of the puzzle here is the medication naloxone, which can reverse the effects of an overdose. What is the task force recommending?
So the recommendations are focused on getting naloxone into the hands of opiate users and their friends and family who are likely to witness an overdose. That's the primary focus. Last year, the King County Needle Exchange survey, only about half of heroin users actually had naloxone. So we really need to get that up to as close to 100% as we can.
And how would you go about doing that?
So that is basically going to be a matter of fairly modest funding and just removing any sort of barriers to just make it really quick and easy to get that naloxone into the hands of heroin users.
Another big part of your recommendations involves prevention. What do you think King County should be doing that it isn't doing right now?
What we know is that we really want to stop adolescents from experimenting with prescription opiates. So everything's really about that. We know from research that the peak age at which people first misuse opiates is 14, 15. So we're trying to hone in on that. And we also have really nice data from the Washington State Healthy Youth Survey that has shown over the last decade, as prescribing of opiates has come down some, that high schoolers' use of prescription opiates to get high has dropped in half. So we know that limiting access to adolescents in terms of misuse will really decrease future substance use disorders. So what we're trying to do specifically is really piggyback on a model that's rolling out over the coming months, which is a secure medication return, which is going to be putting drop boxes in dozens of pharmacies across King County where people can dispose of their controlled substances. That's not quite live yet. That'll be coming in the next few months. So we really want to make sure that people know about those medication drop boxes and also understand why they should be using them.
Caleb, you've talked to us before about heroin and opioid addiction. It is a big, complicated problem here in King County. How hopeful are you that these recommendations and policy changes that you're discussing are going to have a real impact?
These are the right things. I mean, if we do these things, we will have a meaningful impact on reducing mortality in our community and improving the quality of life. But we'll need to do really all of these things, and we'll need to implement them in a really quite substantial manner. Again, we have thousands of people with opioid use disorder in our community, and it is a debilitating condition. It really creates chaos in their life and in other people's lives and also in our community more generally. You know, isolating this all in one little locale is where a minority of people are is not going to have a big impact. This is happening across our county, and these interventions have to also happen across our county.
Talking with KUOW's Kim Malcolm, that's Caleb Banta-Green, a senior researcher at the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute and a member of a King County task force that today called for two safe consumption sites, one in Seattle, another outside it in the county, where people can use illegal drugs under supervised medical care.